On May 2nd, the Florida legislative session draws to an end and things wind down in Tallahassee. State government effectively hibernates until the next session starts in 2015. Important matters that didn't get addressed this year will just have to wait until our leaders reconvene. It's a good thing nothing super important like the state's impending critical water crisis was set aside without action. Oh wait, scratch that. As the 2014 session concludes, it's looking like legislators will have avoided dealing with our water quality and quantity issues yet again, despite the fact that every year Florida is closer and closer to running out of clean, fresh water that we can safely draw from the Floridan aquifer. As of this moment, the Central Florida region alone is taking about as much water as it can from the aquifer, and there are plenty of requests to draw more, which could do irreparable harm to our rivers, lakes, and wetlands. Despite this problem, says State Representative Linda Stewart, the State House has failed to act on attempts by some conservation-minded legislators to put up bills to protect springs and conserve water. While the Senate has moved on some water bills without companion pieces from the House, they will go nowhere, which means that for one more year, we'll just pollute and consume and act like we have all the water in the world.